They offer the most advanced state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical hair restoration techniques. Call 244-0323 or visit CortellaHair.com.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester proudly welcomes you to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. From the east side to the Finger Lakes to the west side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is not Jeff DeVeronica. This is Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle, sitting in for Jeff, who is someplace warm and sunny this afternoon. And what a day we have for you folks. It's one of the biggest weekends in high school football, high school sports all year long. State championships, semifinals being decided, state championships in cross country already decided. And it's already been a big day for folks in Section 5. We've got Fairport winning against Shenandoah boys soccer, double overtime. We'll play in the state final tomorrow. Greece Athena, we will be joined by Mike Butler in the second half of the show. The Trojans back to the state final with a 2-0 win over Jamesville DeWitt. Sam Lawler, cross-country runner from Pittsford-Mendon, your state Class B champion. It's already happening. It's happening all day long, and it's just an exciting time of year to be a high school sports fan, to be anybody, a parent, an athlete, a journalist that covers it, and it's a ton of fun. Of course, this is the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. It's brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. All our guests today will be on the Specialties Hotline, and we've got them lined up. We've got them locked and loaded. We've got Coach Bobby Bates from McQuaid. The Knights play in the state quarterfinals or Far West Regionals tonight against Lancaster. We've got Mercy High School coach C.J. Dank, girls volleyball. The Monarchs won a Section 5 title last weekend. They play in the state regional in the regionals tomorrow. Mike Butler, as I mentioned, will be coming on in the second half, coming off a big win this morning. And then a big game tonight, Pittsford-Mendon field hockey. Coach Kara Brown will join us. Her team plays against Lakeland. They're four-time Section 5 champs. Mendon is 6:45 tonight. That schedule got thrown out of whack earlier this week with the snow. They were supposed to have three games played simultaneously each day at one of the Williamsville schools. Those have been moved to Alden in Section 6. So it's kind of a quick recap there. And also kind of recap last night. Congratulations are in order for the Canandaigua football team, Class A, 24-6 win over South Park of Buffalo. Braves are back in the state semifinals for the first time since 99. Got to give a shout-out to the Davern boys from the class of 90, actually class of 2000. 99 team, last time Canandaigua was in that position. Last night we also saw the season come to an end. Batavia Notre Dame had been 10-0 going into last night, Section 5 Class D champions. They fell to the defending state champions, combined team from Clymer, Sherman, and Panama out of Section 6. That score, 47-14. Three games today for football out at the College of Brockport, just underway. Letchworth-Warsaw versus Southwestern, about 3:15. The Livonia Bulldogs will take on Western New York Maritime Charter School out of the Buffalo area. Say that three times fast. And tonight, we will get to Coach Bates in a couple minutes, McQuaid plays Lancaster. And McQuaid has just had one of those special seasons and actually a great year for sports at McQuaid all the way around with basketball and baseball sectional titles in the spring, volleyball title the other night, and the football title. So we kind of recapped the morning already. We've got Fairport soccer moving on to the state final. Jude Ruhana with a header in double overtime, 1-0 over Shenandoah. Athena, 2-0 over Jamesville DeWitt. Later today, Section 5 will have Haverling play Skinny Atlas in Class B, and Fillmore play Marathon in Class D. Also today, the season came to an end for Keshequa. The Indians lose 4-0 to two-time defending state champion Lansing in Class C. Girls soccer, that action's going to get underway. Just real quickly, About 12:30, Spencerport back in the state semis will play Pearl River in Class A. Marion, Chloe DeLizer will take on Stillwater, the defending Class C champions, also at 12:30. And Avoca will play Hammond at 12:30. A little later on this afternoon, Greece Olympia versus Pleasantville, 3:15. Those games are all in the Cortland area. Field hockey today, Penfield plays Greeley state semis at Alden High School, 3:15 p.m. And as we mentioned, Pittsford-Mendon versus Lakeland at 6:45. Boys volleyball, regionals this afternoon, Churchville-Chilai Class B takes on Grand Island. That is at Mid Lakes. It'll be followed by McQuaid versus Clarence at 3 p.m. And certainly one other thing, the Honeywe Falls Lima is playing their Western Regional volleyball game against West Hill at 3 o'clock. So just a jam-packed slate, and, you know, it's if you can't go someplace and watch, be in the stands, follow along, DemocratandChronicle.com. We're going to have a live scoreboard. It's up and running, and we've got people all over the place, too, from the USA Today Network in New York State, covering games, shooting photos, doing everything we can. You know, it's almost hard to keep up with everything that's going on. Heads are spinning, and, you know, it's just so much fun. And you know, winter sports have started, too. The first practices were this week. So we're getting geared up and ready to go. And, you know, Coach Bates will be joining us in just a minute, and you have to look at the season that McQuaid has put together. They started with a big win at Frontier Field over Aquinas in the season opener. And Coach is with us, Rich? Great. Bobby, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. Hey, I was just kind of talking about what a great season it's been and how much fun you must be having over there. Can you kind of explain, you know, the first sectional title in 41 years, and it's just been every week it seems like something good is happening for your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's been absolutely awesome. Just a real exciting time. The kids are excited. The families are excited. The school's buzzing right now. It was just a lot of fun. It was a great weekend, and you know, there's not much more to say other than everybody's just really pumped up and really excited.
Absolutely. I know that James Johnson profiled 80-year lineman on our website yesterday and in the paper today. And coaches love to talk about how teams are built up front. And after last season, you had a great class, 2019, with a lot of players that did a lot of things for you. Talk about the guys that have stepped up this year and really helped pave the way for your success. And they're the guys that a lot of times don't get a lot of credit.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a great year with our line. You've got guys like Dave DeMarco, Nick LaRocco, Carl Luther, Aiden Koch, and Quinn Bergeron. Those are our linemen. And then, you know, we run a bunch of double tight end sets and with a fullback, Aldrin Wilson. Those guys have just, you know, they're not flashy guys by any means. They're linemen, no doubt. And I really believe that when your team can take on the persona of linemen, you know, linemen don't really care about stats. They don't care about their name in the paper or whatever. All they care about is just getting that W and doing whatever it takes to get that W. And the more guys that you get on your team to take on the persona, that unselfishness behavior that a lineman takes on, the better for your team. And I think that has been a little bit contagious.
Right. You still there, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little bit of an in and out there. And the line, when looking at the story, Coach Parisi has been coaching for 36 years in high school football, and I think he's been a line coach, if not all, the majority of that time. Could you talk about him a little bit and just what that experience and how he's able to relate to the kids on your team?
Coach Parisi's awesome, man. And, you know, I've known Gary for a long time. I knew him when I was a little kid, and he was coaching with my brother and stuff like that. And, you know, a couple years back, I know he was getting out at Albion, and I had him over to my house for lunch, and I said, Coach, this is what I need from you. I need you to basically be like my quality control coach. Take care of all the administrative duties that go into coaching. And he was like, this is awesome. I want to do it. And then it so happened that year I also ended up needing a line coach. And Coach Parisi said, you know what, I'm going to do that too. And it's been – he's just created a culture with our linemen and a very business-like attitude, a very blue-collar attitude. So I appreciate everything that guy does. He's a hard worker. He's constantly watching film. He's constantly talking about scheme. He's constantly wanting to get our guys better. He takes ownership of that O-line. And it's just a tremendous tribute to him to see him be and having such a great group this year, because that's a lot of hard work that he's put in.
Absolutely. So, Coach, what do we know about Lancaster, the team you're gonna face off against in about 6 hours? What are your keys for McQuaid tonight?
A solid team we're going to go play. Defensively speaking, I haven't seen, or I shouldn't say that, they close on the ball so well. Very much like Aquinas did last week. Aquinas flies to the football. They got two inside linebackers that I think are tremendous. They do a heck of a job. Offensively, they spread it around pretty good. The quarterback's very good. He can take it off and run. Receiver number 12, that just they find ways to get him open, and he's changed some games. They had a kickoff return last week for a touchdown, so we're certainly keying in on that. We can't give up a big play like that on special teams.
Yep.
Hey, they're a four-time in a row sectional championship champion coming out of Buffalo. So they've been here before. They've been in this game, and our kids have not. So we've been using that all week long. We've been using that fuel right there. This team's been there before. We haven't. We got to step up to the plate. We got to go prove ourselves again, week in, week out, all season long. We've had to prove ourselves because nobody really thinks that we can do it. So we had a walkthrough this morning, and we were talking about that. And our kids were focused. They were into it. They were ready to go. We left that walkthrough and, you had a good feeling. We'll go back to school here in a couple hours for team mass, and then we'll get on the bus and head out to Brockport.
Oh, that's awesome. And real quick, Bobby, the one thing that when I look at your team, I see the stats, and it's, 38 takeaways versus 12 giveaways for you? It just, your team has been so opportunistic all year and creating opportunities. When the takeaways are so much better than the giveaways there, that's just certainly a recipe for success.
Yeah, it's I don't know in my years of coaching if I've ever had a bigger gap with that. And when I saw that number around week seven, I was like, man, it's really been that many that we've taken away, and we've only given it up that this few. It's awesome. It's awesome. But you know what? We can't have that change tonight. We've got to go with that same recipe. We got to go in and take the ball away. Every week in practice, we talk to these kids about taking the ball away. We had a turnover circuit in Wednesday's practice. It lasted about 15 minutes.
Nice.
We practice taking the ball away. We got to get that thing. And you know what? We better hang on to it, because we had a ball security period this week too, because we're not giving that thing up. It's going to be cold. That ball's going to be a little slick. You never know. You get popped a little bit and that ball squirts out. We better hang on to it tonight and protect it. Our quarterback's got to manage the game well. Running back's got to secure the ball. But, man, just like I just said this maybe an hour and a half ago to our guys, we better be able to put our face mask on the football and separate them from the ball a little bit, because it's we got to force some turnovers tonight.
Coach, it sounds like you're ready to go already.
Yeah, man, you caught me on game day. I'm I'm all jacked up. I've had 5 cups of coffee this morning. I'm wired.
Oh, you don't need coffee.
I'm
you're,
sorry
you're,
if
you're
I'm
naturally
a little
so energetic.
Right.
Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for joining us on game day. 6:30 tonight, McQuaid and Lancaster out at Brockport. It should be a good one. Thanks again, Bobby, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Now, Richie will take us into our first break, where we're going to hear from Bathfitter. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show on Fox Sports 1280.
Tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. 30 years across the country, they've been doing this stuff. 20 plus years in Rochester. You don't have that kind of longevity without treating your customers right, doing great quality work. Please check them out online, bathfitter.com. Call the local office at 617-0007. It's Bath Fitter Rochester. Don't be a DIY diva and try to do it yourself. Don't screw it up. Let the pros do it. Remodel with confidence. Remodel with Bath Fitter. And please tell them you heard about it right here from Jeff DeVeronica on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by Salvador's Pizza.
Salvatore's famous full menu delivery and catering for all your holiday events and office parties. Go to Salvatore's.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
If going over 200 miles per hour in an Apache helicopter in the black of night sounds like your idea of a good time, then you might want to check out the U.S. Army's Warrant Officer Flight Program. You'll get to fly some of the most exciting and advanced helicopters in the world, like the Apache and Black Hawk. And you won't be in the air doing traffic reports or checking out the scenery. You'll be flying on exciting missions. You can earn your pilot's license and get paid well to do so. Very well. For more information, call Geneva at 781-2200, Greece at 663-3690, Henrietta at 427-8600, or Newark at 331-7625. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case. Like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college, or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There are plenty of professional sports teams in Rochester, but there's also a lot of great high school sports action in each town in our area. When's the last time you checked out a high school game? Session 5 sports are about more than just wins and losses. They're about teaching teamwork, dedication, and discipline. So support the kids who play for your school. Get out and watch a high school game today. For more information, including schedules, rosters, and stats, visit section5.org. That's section v.org. Brought to you by the Monroe County League and Section 5.
College Assistance Plus has worked with thousands of families, saving them millions of dollars. It can be stressful choosing the right college, but we're here to help. CA Plus will guide you from college visits to college graduation and through every step in between. Each student and family situation is different, and we work to accommodate those specific needs. Call today for a free family meeting, 585-582-1846, or visit collegeassistanceplus.com for more information. College is expensive. College Assistance Plus can help.
Think of the RIT Inn and Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Later today, the RIT Tigers and Sacred Heart Pioneers take to the ice. Coverage follows UB basketball at 5. Later today on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
And welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. This is Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle sitting in for Jeff DeVeronica, and this is the U.S. Army segment. But before I get to our athletes of the week, I need to give a shout-out to my man Mark Tomey over at McQuaid. Mark bleeds black and gold. He must have heard me trying to count all the sectional titles, and he shot me a quick text. 7 titles at McQuaid this 2019 year. Basketball, outdoor track, golf, baseball, which also won a state title, soccer, football, and volleyball. That is quite a successful year. And, you know, and the Knights have a chance to add to that tonight. The football title, the first since 1978, widely documented. And as you heard, Coach Bates is going to have his team ready to go. The Athletes of the Week segment is this segment brought to you by the U.S. Army. Connect with local recruiters via Facebook or just search the Greece Army Career Center. The Athletes of the Week are brought to you by the Pittsford Pub. And our Girls Athlete of the Week this week, Megan Duell of Pittsford Swimming, the senior and two-time AGR Swimmer of the Year, getting ready for the states next week, helped lead the Panthers to an 18th straight Section 5 crown, doing it on her 18th birthday last Saturday, won the 200 individual medley, 100 butterfly, also swam on the winning medley and 400-yard freestyle relay teams. Megan already has won 9 state championships, and in prelims, she broke the Section 5 Class A and meet record in the IM with an All-American consideration time of 2 minutes, 3.52 seconds. And in the championships, she broke her own fly record. So congratulations to Megan. She's going to be continuing her career at the University of Notre Dame. The Boys Athlete of the Week, we go out to Churchville Chi-Lai, where we salute volleyball player Joe Wolke. The senior setter followed up his MVP performance in leading the Saints to the Section 5 Class B1 championship on Tuesday by posting 27 assists in Thursday's state tournament qualifier, a tight straight set win over Mid Lakes. He also had 27 assists in the sectional championship victory over number one seeded Spencerport. So thanks and congratulations to Joe. And then we want to salute our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. This guy's getting ready to take the field out at the College of Brockport in a couple of hours. It's Mr. John Gammon from Livonia. John's the Livonia football coach, and after 3 title game misses in 5 seasons, his Bulldogs broke through last week with a 12-0 win over Honeyoy Falls Lima. The win, sectional title in football, was Livonia's first since 1993. Livonia plays Maritime Health Sciences Charter School. Today's 3:15 Far West Regionals over at SUNY Brockport. Gammon has been a coach for 27 years. He guided Eastridge to a Section 5 crown in 2004. He has a 48-12 record at Livonia. He was named the 2019 Section 5 Class B Coach of the Year. And his players also know about giving back. They participate annually in a cystic fibrosis walk. And this from Livonia Athletic Director Mark Kress. John runs a complete program that goes year-round, always getting the most out of his players, Kress said. The program has always been a place for all kids, even those that struggle, and are welcomed into the family. So that kind of atmosphere, that kind of the winning and breaking through sectionals, all that, congratulations to John Gammon. And that's what, you know, high school sports are all about. And if you know of a deserving coach, one who makes a difference in the lives of young people on and off the field, please nominate one for this weekly award. Go to www.livefit.com and sign up and, you know, get those coaches out there. I hear Jeff say every week that they want and need more nominees. So we will take our next break here, Rich. You are listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show on Fox Sports 1280.
Salvatore's famous full menu delivery and catering for all your holiday events and office parties. Go to Salvatore's.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is Jeff DeVeronica here to tell you more about Doyle Security. Unfortunately, we lost my father-in-law a few years ago, and that left my mother-in-law alone in her home. One of the first calls we made after he passed was to Doyle Security. Doyle's award-winning burglary detection system gave her peace of mind again and gave her comfort. Whether it's for your family or for yourself at any stage of your life, Doyle can help. For seniors, Doyle offers a GPS-enabled personal emergency response system. It also has fire and carbon monoxide protection, security cameras, and more for your home or business. More than 35,000 customers rely on Doyle every day and every night. Family owned and operated for more than 100 years, you don't have that kind of staying power unless you're doing it right. Call 1-866-GO-DOYLE or visit godoyle.com to schedule your free no obligation consultation.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case. Like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Need help with your next home project? If your answer is yes, then your next call should be to American Custom Exteriors and Interiors, a local company that specializes in custom design. Roofing, siding, windows, kitchen and bath remodels, custom restoration work, American Custom Exteriors and Interiors does it all. It's a company that prides itself on its own craftsmanship and, unlike some others, doesn't hire out for help. American employs its own crews that work with you so the job gets done the way you want it. Visit their website at AmericanCustomInc.com or call 585-723-8072.
Think of the RIT In-Am Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next stay, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better.
Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show, is sponsored by Total Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Have no fear, Total Comfort is here. Visit TotalComfortNewYork.com. That's TotalComfortNY.com.
It's back, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, Salvatore's.com.
Sunday, the New England Patriots head to the City of Brotherly Love to ground the Eagles. Coverage follows the Jets at 4 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
And welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. This is Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle, sitting in for Jeff DeVeronica. And I wanted to bring you a live score update from the Class C football over at the college at Brockport. Southwestern out of the Section 6 off to a quick start, leading Letchworth Warsaw 19-0 early in the first half. And speaking of earlier this week, Jeff jumped on the Special Tees hotline, had a conversation with Mercy volleyball coach C.J. Denk and senior captain Liza Huber.
Hey, it's Jeff DeVeronica joining me now on the Special Tees hotline. Remember, Special Tees, that great company down in Geneseo, New York. Check out their inventory online, see what they can do for your school. It's specialtees1.com. That's T-E-E-S and then the number 1.com. Joining me first will be, we'll introduce the coach of the Section 5 Class AA champions for the first time since 2013. His name is C.J. Denk from Our Lady of Mercy. C.J., congratulations on the victory.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it.
We're talking a few days afterward, so let's welcome on our next guest, Liza Huber, senior middle hitter, outside hitter for the Monarchs. Liza, it's been a few days, at least as people hear this now. What's it been like the last couple of days soaking in a championship? When you guys were clearly the underdog, a number six seed, a team that you'd lost four games going against the two-time defending champs and Victor. But how has it felt the last couple of days kind of enjoying this victory?
Sure. Well, the victory is certainly fresh in our minds. I mean, back at practice right away, we're working super hard, not losing sight of our goals. One thing that sets us apart from schools around us is that we do not need to rely on a single player on our team, which is great because we all have our part. We all know what we need to do to get the job done, and that's definitely what contributed to our success on Saturday night.
13-4 in the season. You're heading to the regionals. This is going to be in a Sunday matchup at Damon College. CJ, 11 a.m., is that right?
That is correct, yep.
Orchard Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, being Mercy, have you seen them? I know you probably play more Section 6 teams than other public schools locally, but have you seen them at all at a tournament anywhere?
We did. They run a preseason night tournament. It's a 16 tournament. We played in the last few years. We actually played them in the finals of that tournament. We lost to them in two sets. We were badly injured in that game. We were down three starters. And then we hosted them just a few weeks ago, I think about 3 weeks ago. We set up to be a great match. We were starting to get healthy. They were healthy. And then their starting outside hitter, Eddie Ryan, who's one of the best players in the state, she pulled up lame in the first set and then kind of let the steam out of the match. And we ended up winning in three. But we're a much different team now than we were then, and they're a lot healthier than they were then as well.
Do you know if she's back playing yet?
She is back to playing, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she's quite 100%, but she's a very good volleyball player and she's got a good supporting cast and a good head coach. So it's our work's cut out for us for sure.
So, Eliza, this team had some injuries. You weren't at full capacity, but let me ask you about the confidence you gained in a couple of epic matches against Penfield. You beat them in four, which was really more like five, it looked like, when we look at the scores, on November 5th. You lost the first set 28-30, then you beat them 25-17, 26-24, 28-26. And lo and behold, who did you get to face in the quarterfinals? Penfield again. And in that one, it looks like, unless I'm wrong here, you also lost the first set 28-30. Is that right, CJ?
That's the same match. they were a quarterfinal.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have an opportunity to play them in the regular season at all. We played Rush Henrietta in the first round, then quarterfinals was Penfield.
You can take the sports writer out of the newspaper and see what happens. That screws things up. So, Liza, when you lose an epic first set like that, who calms this team down? Who gets things reset in the huddle to get you guys going again? What did you do better the following three sets to knock off Penfield?
You know, exactly what I said the first time. I think we all play an important role in this, in calming our teammates down. And it's up to not only the people on the court, but the people on the bench play an immense role in, you know, calming us down after we lose that first set. And I'm sure our confidence didn't drop. We were full in second set, and we were right back ready to win.
Were you better defensively, though? Were you more clinical with the way you're finishing your kills? What would you do better? You had to do something better, right?
Yeah, I think it came mostly from our energy. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen our bench, but it is pretty incredible. And then that energy carries on to the court. So whenever we have that high energy, we just play better all around, whether that is defensively or offensively.
Well, you had a lot of great energy, and I've seen a lot of Mercy teams over the years. Great spirit. Again, in the finals against Victor, you win the first set 25-19, then you drop set two, and then you beat them 25-18, 25-20, and this was the two-time defending champs. What concerned you going into the match against Victor? What were you guys trying to guard against?
Right, so they clearly have powerful...
Hang on, let's change it. Let's change the verb tense there for you. They had.
Yeah, I guess so. Hannah Jacoby and Emma Workmeister, we were definitely working to kind of shut them down first. That way we could work to run our offense rather than just focusing on defense against them.
Same question to you, CJ. What concerns you, and how proud are you the way that your girls responded in that match? It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic Mac Lover team. I mean, you talked to them a couple weeks ago. They control the ball really well. that they try to control the game with their ball control and their smarts. He is a prototypical kind of girls volleyball team where ball control matters so much. We're more like a boys team or a men's team where we take some big swings, we make some errors, we have a solid, we have a big block. So we kind of, it's two different styles kind of going head to head. And going in, we thought we had a good game plan, and it ended up working out pretty well for us.
Katie Thrasher named the MVP with 36 assists. Ellie Benedict, 13 assists, 16, or 6 kills, rather. And Riley Bergeron, 16 kills, 10 digs, 4 aces, I think it is. And tremendous. You talked about, you know, Liza, you mentioned a whole team effort. And finally getting all your kind of all your weapons back in the holster there, Liza. How did that give you your girls confidence? I mean, you took care of Hilton in the semis, but finally feeling whole again. How confident did you girls go into that match?
Oh, so much more confident. It's great that, I mean, obviously it's very unfortunate that we had to lose players to injuries throughout the season, but getting them back during the sectional time is just so much more exciting, and that brings that brings kind of the hype when we need it, you know? And it's just, some of these players are very pivotal to the success of our team, and it's very exciting to have them back.
Well, you got Orchard Park, and it's Sunday, 11 a.m., and CJ, I'll tell you something that Matt Glover said to me before the match on Saturday against you guys. He said, I think the team that wins this match will be the favorite to win the state championship. Now, I'm not trying to put undue pressure on you. It speaks to the high level of Section 5, but you understand why he would say that, right? I mean, you guys play everybody.
Yeah, we've talked about it all year long, and like kind of the whole thing with the season with injuries and things like that. I mean, Matt was, you know, saying, hey, I hope you're healthy when we get a chance to play. It could be epic. And we've, you know, gone back and forth and helping each other out as far as giving film to each other against common opponents and things like that. And it felt, I mean, as big as a sectional final can feel, it felt even bigger than that. And it's too bad that one of those teams had to lose. Obviously, I'm happy that we were able to pull that out. But throughout the course of the year with the injuries, the first time we had our full lineup on paper from what we thought we were going to have at the beginning of the year was our first sectional match versus Rush Henrietta.
Wow.
So we're kind of whole. We're still missing one piece, but she's going to be out for the year, Janae Smith. It's a good time to be a Monarch.
And a good time to be is about as healthy as you can expect at this time of the year. Liza, thanks for taking a couple minutes. Good luck to you and the Monarchs on Sunday at Damon College, 11 a.m. against Orchard Park. Thanks, Liza.
Yeah, thank you.
And Coach CJ Dank, good to catch up with you again, sir, and best of luck to your squad going forward.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure, buddy.
CJ Dank, and it's Mercy Volleyball with Liza Huber right here on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. We'll take our last break and then come back, talk more sports with you right here. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, but we called an audible. We're not taking our last break. We are staying on the specialties hotline, going straight to Middletown, where we are joined by, I would presume, a very happy Greece Athena coach Mike Butler and Dylan Rice, who had a nice 2-0 win over Janesville DeWitt this morning. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dylan, I'll start with you. You know, it's been quite a run through sectionals. You scored that goal where you went end-to-end, I believe, against Arcadia, and then had, you know, helped set up the first goal today. How high emotionally are you guys now, knowing that you've got a chance to win a state title tomorrow?
We're all very excited. It's definitely brought us closer to the team, and we're all pumped for tomorrow.
What has really been the key to this run you've put together, you know, especially the last two games where you get to the state level and you outscored your Section 6 opponent 3-0, 2-0 today. So, you know, 5-0 in the state playoffs where games are often very tight and, you know, a one bounce here or there can mean moving on or going home.
I think it's just the group of guys we have. We're all really close. The chemistry is amazing. We're clicking at the right time, and we're peaking at the right moment. So I think it's just a good team effort.
Right. Coach Butler, I mean, you've been around this before. You've won a sectional title. You've won, 4 and 6 years, I believe. Won a state title in 2014. Is your team playing its best soccer at the right time right now?
Yeah, I think we are. We've definitely, the last probably 2-3 weeks or somewhere in there, is the best we've played all year. So we definitely peaked at the right time, and as Dylan said, it kind of came together. So that's we'll hopefully can continue it for one more day.
Right. What came together? Where have you seen the play improve in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, we had Ottman Belsine, who was our leading scorer at the time, and went down with an injury, a hamstring injury. And that kind of pushed us where all of a sudden we moved Dylan from the midfield up top. And then Nate Masucci is another kid. He'd been out all year and came back about halfway through and is playing center mid and has been terrific. And then Mike Tracy switched to the back. And once Mike kind of went in the back of our defense, we've been really tough to score on since.
Right. Right. Is the 11-15 game over? Do we know who the Trojans are playing tomorrow?
I don't think it's over just yet. Jericho was up 2-0. My guess is it's going to be them. But I think there's like 5-6 minutes somewhere in there. We had left it after halftime.
Sure. What kind of a mindset do Dylan, I'll start with you. What kind of mindset do you take in tomorrow, knowing that you've gone as far as you can go in the season, and if you could lay it all on a line and you could come back with it with a state championship?
Going in with a mindset of just everything that we've worked for this season is for this game tomorrow. This could be the last season for our last game. This will be the last game for our seniors, and we don't want to end on a bad note. So everything we have is going out tomorrow.
Right. Thank you, Dylan. And Mike, I mean, what is your message going to be to the team tomorrow morning as you get ready to take the field?
I just think we got to keep doing what we've been doing, relax. And what I did see out of Jericho is they play really hard. So we're going to have to match that intensity and come out with, like it's the last game of the year.
Right. Gentlemen, I appreciate you making time. Congratulations. You've already had a great day. Mike, I am probably going to hit you up in about a half hour to boost my story for the paper. And thanks. Congratulations. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. You are listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza on Fox Sports 1280.
Tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. 30 years across the country, they've been doing this stuff. 20 plus years in Rochester. You don't have that kind of longevity without treating your customers right, doing great quality work. Please check them out online, bathfitter.com. Call the local office at 617-0007. It's Bath Fitter Rochester. Don't be a DIY diva and try to do it yourself. Don't screw it up. Let the pros do it. Remodel with confidence. Remodel with Bath Fitter. And please tell them you heard about it right here from Jeff D. Veronica on the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza.
Salvatore's famous full menu delivery and catering for all your holiday events and office parties. Go to Salvatore's.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Connors and Ferris.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case. Like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
We have a saying around here that started 30 years ago when my grandfather, Jerry Vanderstein, first said it. Our salespeople sell the first car to a family, but our service department sells every car after that. We're proud to have customers who go back years, decades, even generations with us, and we know it's because they trust Vanderstein to quickly and expertly service and maintain the vehicle their family relies on. If you value great service, come to Vanderstein. We want to move you.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age?
or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Ready to fuel your hustle with an afternoon pick-me-up from Dunkin'. From 2 to 6 p.m., get any size Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Sip smooth with our signature original blend. Go bold with a rich iced dark roast, or try yours with new Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors. Any size Dunkin' iced coffee is $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Grab yours and keep on running. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Think of the RIT In-N Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT In-N Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Hi, this is Rich Ide, and it's back. The Ides March is here at Ide Volkswagen. So come visit us in East Rochester and get a great car for a great deal. We make car buying easy and fun at Ide Volkswagen. We'd love to earn your business.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Sunday night, the Chicago Bears and LA Rams play in primetime. Coverage follows the Patriots Sunday night at 8 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
And welcome back to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle, sitting in for Jeff DeVeronica, who is enjoying the Florida sunshine. Update from the Class C football. It is now Southwestern 26, Letchworth Warsaw 0, second quarter. And joining me now on the specialties hotline is Coach Kara Brown of the Pittsford Mendon Vikings. Kara, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You have a big game tonight at 6:45. You're taking on Lakeland over at Alden High School in Erie County. You and the girls ready to go?
We are. We're ready. This is a game change because originally we were supposed to play early in the day, so we're waiting out all day to play tonight at 6:45.
So how do you manage that, right? Because it's a state semifinal game. Mm-hmm. The excitement's there. The emotion's there. You want your team to be fired up, but you also don't want to probably expend too much energy so that you don't have it when you really need it?
Correct. Yeah, so we actually changed our schedule slightly. Originally, we were supposed to be staying overnight in Buffalo, but because of the late game tonight, we ended up coming back after the banquet last night, and the girls got to sleep at home, and we're just having them hang out today. They're having a team lunch, and then we're heading to Mendon around 4 to take off for Buffalo.
Oh, awesome. Now, I read your story that Zach wrote in the paper, and you said that this group of seniors, you've won 4 sectional championships with them, and they're just a real special group, and getting there is not enough for them. Lakeland's been a power for a long time, but it's almost like the Herb Brooks speech in Miracle. Like, your team feels that this is your time?
Yeah, absolutely. This group of seniors, a lot of them have been on my team starters since their sophomore year, so they've been a part of going to states for the last 3 years. So they have the experience, they're driven, they're competitive, and I think this is the group that wants to knock off Lakeland the most.
And you also, it sounds like you want to be aggressive. It seems like I know that everybody wants to score first, but you're not going to lay back today and let them come at you. You were going to plan to attack from the get go.
Correct. Yeah, we're just going to play how we've been playing all season because we've been successful. We've scored a lot of goals, and that's our goal for today, is just to come out strong and hopefully get the first goal and keep going from there.
Could you talk maybe a little bit more about those seniors that are in the core group, because they've enjoyed a long ride, and you're hoping that you get a couple more days to coach them and watch them play?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a group that since eighth grade they've been on JV, and then they were on varsity as freshmen or sophomores, and they play all year round. And not only field hockey-wise, but they're also best friends, so it helps our team a lot, and they just have the connection when they go out on that field, and they're such great leaders for the younger girls, and they're teaching them, and hopefully we can continue this streak of coming back after they graduate.
Right. And, you know, 4 years is a heck of a run, and, you know, how do you build a program where, you know, success can come in and sustain it? Coaches talk a lot about how it's not easy to get to the top, but when you get to the top, it's even more difficult to stay there once you get there. And what goes into sustaining and even building once you've had success?
Right, yeah. Before 2016, when we won our first championship, sectional championship, men in field hockey never won anything. So to win four in a row is pretty special for us. And you know, once we got that first one, all those younger girls were like, we want it again year after year. So, you know, we've worked out all in the off season. The girls, a lot of them play travel and play year round, and they just know our expectations coming into every season. And it's a lot coming from them as well. They want to succeed and they want the team to succeed. So they're putting in all the effort and the hard work in the off season as well as in season.
Right. And what do you know about Lakeland? You know, they're from Section 1, which is down Hudson Valley area. I think in the story you said you had a contact down there that filled you in a little bit. I know the field hockey community is pretty tight, and if you're in it long enough, you know a lot of people. But
right.
What do you know about your opponent today?
Well, we know that they're a powerhouse. They've won states 9 years in a row. Last year they got upset in the finals. So obviously they're going to be ready for revenge this year, but being there the last few years, we've never had the chance to play them. So we're excited to play them. We have a little game film on them, and watch, you know, we're ready for the competition tonight, and we hope it's a good game.
The Pittsburgh had like a great fall. I mean, they always do. What's the mood around the school, the atmosphere, when you have a team that's had this kind of success and that you've got a big game today? I know that the fire truck tradition is a big thing, and just, you know, kind of making the most of the whole high school experience.
Yeah, we had the fire truck for sectionals, and the girls, this group of seniors has, you know, really gotten the school spirit up. We've gotten more fans at our games now that we're more successful, and it's just great to see everyone rallying around our team.
Right. So if you had to boil it down to your three keys for today, what would you say they are?
We just have to come out and be aggressive and play our game, and just we want to have fun as well. It's a great experience to be there. We have nothing to lose, so we're just going to do our best.
Great. Kara, thank you so much for joining me. Pittsburgh Mendon Vikings coach Kara Brown. She and her team take on Lakeland at 6:45 tonight over at Alden High School in Erie County. Looks like you'll be playing on blue turf. You're 18-0-1 this season, four-time Section 5 champions, and you want to go out and slay the dragon.
That's correct.
All right, Kara.
Thank you.
You bet. Good luck today. So that is it. That's our jam-packed show. I would like to thank our guests, starting with McQuaid coach Bobby Bates. The Knights take on Lancaster from the Buffalo area, 6:30 tonight out at Brockport. We had Mercy volleyball coach C.J. Denk and Liza Huber. They have a big game states tomorrow. Mike Butler and Dylan Rice joined us from Middletown. Greece Athena boys soccer. We've got two Section 5 teams already in the state finals with Athena and Fairport. There'll be full coverage of them coming up, and they're playing for a state title tomorrow. Athena won in 2014. Fairport hasn't kicked the door down yet. They're going to give it another shot tomorrow. And we just heard from Kara Brown, Pittsford-Mendon field hockey, four-time Section 5 champs over at Alden High School tonight with Lakeland of Section 1. They're also looking to break through and win their title. Like to thank the sponsors. We wouldn't be here without them. Vanderstein, Salvatore's Pizza, the U.S. Army, Special Tees, G&G Fitness, the Pittsford Pub and Grill, Summit Federal Credit Union, Bath Fitter, CA Plus, Zweigels, Doyle Security, and American Custom Interiors and Exteriors. This is Steve Bradley from the Democrat and Chronicle. Thanks for listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show.
Wanted, good people with bad credit. If that's you, then come to a nearby Fusillo dealer.